The Orange Revolution, How One Great Team Can Transform an Entire Organization, by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. Narrated by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. Copyright 2010 by O.C. Tanner Company. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Free Press, a division of Simon & Schuster Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
A small group of thoughtful people could change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. Margaret Mead. Chapter 1. Breakthrough Teams. It was 1:30 a.m., Sunday, October 22, 1879. An experimenter, Francis Gilles, was still at work. He'd been at his desk for 10 hours, hunched over, carefully evacuating the air from a pear-shaped light bulb. Now, that wasn't an unusual workday for him. His boss's log routinely noted curious work habits. We worked all night, or 32 continuous hours, or 60 hours, or 6 days this week. In fact, the old man, as the boys affectionately called their boss even before his hair turned gray, preferred to work at night when the team would not be interrupted by distracting visitors. As a result, Gilles often began work at 7 p.m. and continued until 7 the next morning. "We work all night experimenting," lead experimenter Charles Batchelor wrote to his brother Tom, "and we sleep till noon in the day. We've got 54 different things on the carpet, and some we've been on for 4 or 5 years. My boss is an indefatigable worker, and there is no kind of failure, however disastrous, that affects him." As Gilles finished removing the air from the bulb, the old man called his glassblower, Ludwig Bohm, to fully seal off its base. Over his head, 12 telegraph wires formed an intricate spider's web.